The practice of boarding severely mentally ill patients in regular hospital beds or emergency rooms is illegal. That's the unanimous ruling Thursday from the Washington Supreme Court. The state warns that means dangerous patients could end up on the street, but hospitals say it may not change their practices, at least not in the short term. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
Washington's Department of Social and Health Services says it's taking one immediate action in response to the Supreme Court ruling. It will no longer approve waivers to place severely mentally ill patients in regular hospital beds. But Michelle James with Providence St. Peter's in Olympia says this likely won't end the hospital's practice of boarding patients when there's no other option.
We really believe we can't send them back out into the community. So we will continue our process.
That process is to board the patients in a crisis unit and give them access to mental health professionals. That's not the same, though, as a psychiatric bed. The number of acute psychiatric patients being boarded has spiked in Washington in recent years because of funding cuts. The state did recently fund some additional psychiatric beds, but not enough to keep up with demand. One top legislative budget writer says this court decision could cost the state tens of millions of dollars. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.